This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Late night TV fans rejoiced last night. Well, okay. Rejoice may be a little strong, but David Letterman, Jay Leno, and three other talk show hosts were back on the air for the first time in 2 months with fresh original shows. They've been silenced by the Hollywood writers' strike. A regular TV contributor, Andrew Wallenstein, was up late watching and in here today. Andy, the writers are still striking the Leno show and Conan O'Brien on NBC and Jimmy Kimmel on ABC, but Letterman and Craig Ferguson on CBS have their writers back. What happened?
Well, basically, Letterman, who has his own production company, Worldwide Pants, struck a separate deal with the Writers Guild that covers both his show and Ferguson, who appears on CBS after him. He was able to do that because he owns both of those shows, whereas Leno and Kimmel and Conan O'Brien don't. Their networks own those shows, and that is part of a much larger, more complicated negotiation.
So how were the shows last night? Who was the winner last night just in terms of I'm going to put on a late night show?
Well, you know, talk about putting on a late night show. Everyone had this sort of air of grandstanding last night. These hosts understood they were under a microscope. And I think everyone brought their A game. Nobody was bad. You know, if I'm going to single out one person, though, I think I'm going to go sort of counterintuitive here and go with Jay Leno because he tried to make it seem like it was just a regular show. I'm not saying he didn't refer to the strike. He did. But at the end of the day, he just wanted to make us laugh.
So he had a Tonight Show that was more or less like a normal Tonight Show. Let me turn to a clip that we have here from Conan O'Brien. Here's Conan opening his program, self-referential, about the writer's strike.
This has been a very tough time, not only for our show, but for a lot of people in the entertainment industry. Good people right now are out of work. And it's, yeah, and possibly worse, with all the late night shows off the air. Americans have been forced to read books and occasionally even speak to one another. which has been horrifying.
You know, that pretty much characterizes the theme for the night. It was sort of this mix of comedy and conscience, and you know, everyone pretty much negotiated that balance well.
Well, here's Jay Leno striking the balance on his show.
We're not using outside guys. We're following the Guild thing. We can write for ourselves. We just can't do what CBS. See, Dave was able to get a deal because Dave has his own company. I don't blame him for getting a deal. God bless him. But, see, you know, we have to go by ourselves up against the CBS machine. One man against a monolith. Exactly.
He was performing his traditional monologue, as you say. It went on for 10 minutes, even longer than a normal monologue.
Yeah.
So it had to be written down and on cue cards. And isn't that a violation of the strike?
Well, certainly if you ask the Writers Guild, they would say it is. It might be interesting to see if the Guild actually criticizes Leno today.
Okay, how about David Letterman and Craig Ferguson?
You know, Letterman and Ferguson, even though they've had this deal and you would think they could put the strike past them, they were just as self-conscious about the whole thing. I mean, Letterman worked the strike into every inch of his show. And Ferguson also did something interesting. He had no guests.
Here's the opening of David Letterman by a well-known political figure speaking from the state of Iowa.
Dave has been off the air for 8 long weeks because of the writer's strike. Tonight, he's back. Oh, well, all good things come to an end.
That's Senator Clinton opening the Dave Letterman show. You know, Governor Huckabee was actually a guest on Jay Leno. How did Governor Huckabee do?
He did fine. He actually mixed with Leno's band for a little bit, picked up a guitar, and kind of was shades of Bill Clinton back in 92 on Arsenio.
So where do we stand now? The shows are going to go on. What do you think?
It'll be interesting to see if these shows can maintain their vitality, particularly on the unscripted side. I mean, you saw the way Conan O'Brien in particular was sort of manically vamping all night. Can he pick up this energy level day in, day out for weeks on end? That'll be interesting to see.
Andy Wallenstein is editor for The Hollywood Reporter. He's a regular contributor here on Day to Day. Andy, thank you.
Thanks.
NPR's Kim Masters is here now. She's following the writer's strike. And Kim, we're almost 2 months into it. Any movement at all?
It doesn't look tremendously promising right now. I think the writers are hoping that if they let Dave Letterman go out there with his writers, and Jay Leno is at a tremendous disadvantage, and it's incredibly obvious that NBC will then start to get panicky. Leno will pressure them to make a deal, and then NBC will make a deal, at which point the other networks will want to make a deal. But I think at this point the networks would rather undergo extreme torture before they would give the Writers Guild any kind of deal.
So there's no way that they'll look towards Letterman and say, okay, this is a model we could follow.
They may look, but they will not say this is a model we can follow, because they had an opportunity to make this deal in December and they walked away from the table then. So it's hard to understand why they would then reverse themselves. I honestly think, you know, in all of these things, there's always an element of emotion. I think the networks are really mad at the writers. And at this point, they don't want to give the writers a deal, period.
So as for TV in the spring, what do we expect to see if we don't see any resolution at all with this writer's strike?
Well, the fear, I think, in the community that depends on television is that this is not only just destroying the current television season, but that this is a time normally when it's pilot season, they're looking at what comes up for next season, and that this could, if it drags on, as it appears to be doing now, obliterate next year's season. Now, I have to feel on some level that the networks, you know, they can say their model is broken, it's not working for us, but it's still got a lot of billions of dollars in it, and to torpedo the upcoming season as well as this year's season seems to me to be something they might want to think about. But who knows? This is a really rancorous situation now.
Okay, Kim, and looming on the horizon, there are other potential strikes, right, involving the Directors Guild and also the Screen Actors Guild.
Well, I think everybody thinks the Directors Guild will make a deal. They are going to start negotiating this month. Everybody's judgment is that they will. They're going quite early. People believe they will make a deal. If that deal is unacceptable to the writers, they'll plan to stay out on strike and hold out until the end of June when the Screen Actors are up. And the Screen Actors are perceived right now to be pretty militant. So if that happens and there's no deal and the Screen Actors are unhappy, you're talking about a strike that could really drag on for months. And it's hard to imagine how that would really be allowed to happen. But at this point, it's hard to see it how it doesn't happen.
And what about for you and me, the people who actually go home and watch TV?
Well, I hope you like reality. I hope you're up for American Gladiators and the versions of things that were on Discovery before, but now are on NBC. I mean, the Dangerous Jobs. There's going to be a lot of variation on the Dangerous Job reality shows and stuff like that. But you will see some fresh programming. You know, NBC, for example, still has the original mothership, as they call it, of Law & Order that they haven't aired and held back. They haven't aired Medium. There will be some original programming to look at. It just will be not as much as normal you'd expect.
NPR's Kim Masters, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And the ratings are in for last night's talk shows. They're up big. Jay Leno topped them all, scoring a 5.3 rating. That's up 47% from before the strike. Letterman up 39%. You're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.